Project CJ is our initiative to leading a movement of inspiring human flourishing and prosperity. We believe that each of us yearn to create meaningful legacies.
We all have the ability to write our own stories and make meaningful difference if we give ourselves permission to reclaim our power. We can inspire the world around us to transform by connecting to our inner resources, our strength, and our beauty.
Hey everyone, welcome to Project CJ. This is Dr. J.
And Christina.
And today we are really excited to bring you our first ever episode where we get to share a little bit more about Project CJ.
Mm-hmm. And what it's all about and how we met and where it all began and maybe the future of where we see it kind of going.
Yeah. So I love that.
Exciting.
Okay.
So we've been doing some work behind the scenes and putting together a lot of, just our whys and what it is that we hope to accomplish, and then maybe a framework and even topics that we really want to talk about that we're very passionate about, and we kind of want to steer you in the direction of how it all kind of came about, and maybe see what kind of things it may spark in your lives as you kind of move forward in your journeys and in your stories.
Yeah. So maybe we go through the manifesto and explain for our audience, you know, where that came from and why we're adding that into our manifesto and why that's important to us.
Yeah, we could break it down. We could spend hours on this. So yeah, you want to go over just the first part? We'll break down sentence from sentence if you like.
So our manifesto, it starts with, we believe that each of us yearn to create meaningful legacies. We all have the ability to write our own stories and make a meaningful difference if we give ourselves the permission to reclaim our power.
Okay. So with that, let's talk a little bit about that. We're gonna break this down a little bit more and why this was so important to both of us, because I think this is the real juice behind the whole project. Why. So when we first got together, we both owned our own businesses, we'll say, but kind of yearning and wanting a little bit more.
Yeah,
I would say. And the reason why I started doing what I was doing and the reason why you started doing what you were doing, you know, we found a connection in that. And so why, you know, when we go into why we believe that each one of us yearns to create a meaningful legacy, I think at that moment, I knew that's what I was yearning for. Right?
Yeah.
And I think remembering something that you wanted as well. Right.
Absolutely. And at the same time, I think creating meaningful legacies for me was more about being able to give people their power back.
Yeah.
To be able to show them that it's your life and you have a say.
Yeah.
You can create your life the way you want it to go.
Yeah. I think about it as like a video game, maybe little kids' wise. But, you know, we have this focus that our stories, if we were to put blindfolds on and to be staring at this video screen, and this is what, sorry, a bird just flew by. And we're staring at this life ahead of us. So it's ours and we have this story and we're looking at it. And we have the power at any time to kind of change how that story goes. But we just sometimes don't. We just follow the dialogue. But if we kind of step back a little bit, you know, what that looks like.
Yeah.
There's really no script.
There's really no script for us to have to follow, I think.
Yeah. And that we each have the power to kind of rewrite our stories. I know my life, it was supposed to be planned one way. I had it all figured out and where I was going. And to know that it didn't go that way, and yet everything is still okay.
Yeah.
And to making the most out of that story. Being able to create it each day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Still wanting to make that meaningful legacy for myself.
Right. You know? And being able to help other people as well to create their legacies.
That's why I became a teacher. And it's why I like connecting with people. What's your story, and what do you like to do, and what lights you up, and how can I help in that journey, or how can I connect with you, or how can you connect with me to help me? So I think it's a lot about connection.
Absolutely. I know you started by saying that, you know, we had our own things, we had our own businesses that we were really all about or doing. But after meeting you, for me anyway, I noticed this pull to want to just start something with you. And I strongly believe that we are so much more and we can create so much more powerfully when we really genuinely connect with other people.
Yeah.
And being able to connect with you to be able to create something for this world was so empowering and inspiring.
Yeah. You know, I remember the pulling feeling.
Yeah.
And I still have it.
So I think that leads us to the next part of our manifesto. We can inspire the world around us to transform by connecting with our inner resources, strength, and beauty. Now tell me about this word connecting, because I know that was a huge part in our journey when we started this project, CJ, together.
Yeah. So at first, we were going with the connect and inspire, and that's where the I and the J and then our initials kind of came together, and that's how Project CJ got its name, the original Project Christina Gisand.
Yeah.
But at first it was connect and inspire, because when I talked about making connections, I was talking that people need to have connections with mm-hmm. other people and to feel connected to something bigger.
Yeah.
Right? To create a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it just happens on a soul basis, mm-hmm. right? For whatever that looks like for people.
Yeah. And for me, the inspiration piece comes from the root meaning, which means to breathe life into someone.
Yeah.
And to really liven someone up or just to wake them up totally just like takes my breath away, even just thinking about what the word inspiration means.
Yeah.
And I think when we talked about our message to the world, our individual messages, how it was so parallel and so similar to one another, I thought it was so beautiful that we took the words, our soul messages of connection and inspiration, to bring it together to mean something so much more powerful when it's put together.
Yeah.
So we talked about this phrase, right? Connect to inspire and inspire to connect.
That it was one and the same. And when you were saying inspire people to breathe life into, I mm-hmm. think, you know, when I say connect, we think other people. But then we started really talking about, I didn't believe just that, and neither did you. Like, you have to connect with yourself.
Yeah.
And what's in you in order to bring out whatever is kind of in there, lighten it up to get out and
right.
and to really you know, that connect and inspiring
mm-hmm.
can kind of breathe within the same
yeah
person.
Absolutely.
Jar.
I think we're both on the same page about the critical importance of that piece
yeah.
for people to really be able to connect and inspire to connect.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the snowflake philosophy that no two snowflakes are alike. And no two people are alike. So once I'm gone, this world is never going to witness another me again.
Yeah.
So for me to be able to express myself while I'm here and to feel the urgency of that, for me was really important.
Yeah. And I think being able to help people mm-hmm. to find those inner resources
yeah.
That they have and the yeah. strengths and use those strengths.
Yeah.
And just really knowing, you know, and then when we say beauty, we're just talking about the beauty of what each one of us has,
yeah,
you know, to offer.
Yeah.
And then we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
So Project CJ was our initiative to leading a movement of inspiring human flourishing and prosperity. We love the word human flourishing and the idea that that each one of us has the ability to really be our best.
Yeah.
And to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you love the word prosperity.
Yeah. So prosperity wasn't just a matter of finances or money, but abundance in all areas of your life, just to prosper. I wanted to find a word that really gave a new meaning to human flourishing.
Yeah.
So that we can reach more people. I can talk to more people and connect with more people in a different way than just flourishing. Everyone is different and everyone connects in different ways and some things are more meaningful than others. So I think the words flourishing and prosperity just kind of sums up what we want to help people achieve today
yeah.
by creating Project CJ.
Yeah.
So through this initiative, we're trying to provide our listeners with resources, guidance, and the motivation to be able to make small changes that inevitably leave a lasting impression and make a significant difference, not just in their own lives, but in their communities. And I know, Christina, you were big on this, and you're totally the one that brought this into, breathed life into Project CG about the small changes. Tell us about the small changes. Why is it so important for us to acknowledge that small changes are really what it's about?
Well, I think research shows that when we try to make a lot of big changes at once, and so many of the people that have come to me just seeking help, and I know you can express this as well, or just friends to talk to, you know, I want to change how I'm living my life. Something needs to change. I'm not happy. I'm not doing this. And it's this focus on what's not happening.
Yeah.
And I think that,
and it gets overwhelming.
Right. And it's so overwhelming that we kind of just push ourselves back. And I've been there. And mm-hmm. I think you've been there. And I think so many of our listeners probably will be there as well, or have been.
Yeah.
That I think just making those small changes that little bit, to know that you don't have to change your entire diet in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know everything to do before you start something. To go, if you're looking to change, just some little things in your life. So just start really, really small, some basic things. So if you're looking to change your fitness in your life, make it a small change. I remember somebody that we know, and she was just adding 5 push-ups to her daily routine. 5. You know, and to me, that's a mountain right there, because that small change not only is giving that person that motivation to just kind of move forward, but it gives you that small goal to reach and then a bigger one.
Yeah.
And once we reach one goal, it's almost like someone's like, yeah, I did it. Let's do it again.
So empowering.
It feels good.
Yeah.
And so I think with those small changes, even with nutrition, let me add, you know, a cup of vegetables to my diet every day, mm-hmm. or let me just change, you know, something that I'm drinking or adding or maybe not drinking, like those things health-wise.
Yeah.
Or is it writing a sentence in a journal, or just anything, taking a small walk when you feel the moments are stressed, instead of, you know, mm-hmm. taking it out on family or friends. Yeah. So just these little tiny, and I think if people just put more of that small in their lives,
mm-hmm.
that was really small is really big as far as behavior change goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
And it does make a significant difference. Mm-hmm. So not significant.
Absolutely.
But it makes a big difference to just start something.
Maybe not right away, but right. It creates a momentum.
Yeah.
That totally blows anyone else out of the water. You know, compared to someone who wanted to make this huge change, like I think of a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're not achievable because of that reason. They're so overwhelming.
Yeah. And I know sometimes people, you know, getting stuck as far as, I need to know everything about it before I get started. Mm-hmm. I need to have a plan out. And I can give you an example. I feel like I need to make a calendar of this new, you know, diet thing that I kind of want to try. I want to make a calendar so that I stay on track. But if, mm-hmm. you know, I even have to tell my own mind, okay, now you just start a little bit at a time. It doesn't have to be all done today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So our framework is a model of human prosperity. It begins with having a hunger and a desire to want to be better in some sort of way. So I think each one of us yearns in some way.
Yeah. There's absolutely a human need for all of us to show up in the best or biggest potential that we have.
Yeah.
This need for growth. I think it's in everyone in different ways, but yeah. We all have that.
We're wired.
Yeah.
We're wired to want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Individually or connect somehow with someone else.
Yeah. So that's where it all starts, right? We have this hunger and desire to be better in some way.
Yeah. And without that, I mean, for a few minutes, like, we all... And maybe sometimes in your life or someone else's life, you know, you see people all the time that don't have a desire to change,
mm-hmm.
right? And yet, maybe those are the people that are complaining the most.
Yeah.
Maybe those are the people that are giving the most negative energy off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people that are completely content, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the people you talk to. Why are you content?
Mm-hmm.
Not to change, but I'm sure those people are living who they want to be. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think at the bottom of it all, for both categories of people, there is this fear that they're not going to be able to change, that there's nothing better.
Yeah.
And they kind of just succumb or just acquiesce to living an ordinary, not genuine life.
Yeah.
So as a psychologist, I actually refuse, not refuse, but I don't work with people who aren't committed to change and healing.
And mine is the same way when the clients come in. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your personal, emotional reason for wanting to change? And if they don't have that, I know for a fact that they won't change.
Right.
I mean, it's just
you can't
how we work.
Right. You can't force someone to change.
Right. Unless it's not lasting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so trying to make that connection for them to say, what is it that's going to help you change?
Mm-hmm.
If you want this bad enough, I need to know why. What's your why?
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting there. So I really love this part where, you know, that hunger and desire
is where it starts. Yeah.
So with that requirement in place, we believe that focusing on vitality, mindset, growth, and connectedness, then we can make small but astonishing transformations.
Mm-hmm. And it took us a while to sit there and think of the core pillars, for lack of a better word, the core pillars that we wanted to make sure our insight, our efforts centered around. We wanted to make sure we figured out a philosophy of life that we thought, okay, what would make someone flourish or prosper? What are those things? And I know after a couple times of sitting down, we were able to boil it down to those things, the vitality, mindset, growth, and connectedness. Can we talk a little bit, just really quickly, about each of those things and why each is so important for our flourishing?
So I think where we were starting, you know, with our mindset and where our mind is and what our thoughts are, and having that hunger and desire kind of comes from where we are mindset wise, and who we want to be and how we want to change. So a lot of it starts with how we think.
Yeah.
Because thoughts are connected to how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm directly correlated with it.
And
to have that balance of I'm thinking and feeling this way because and kind of understanding that, I think it's vital.
Yeah, and it's also the beliefs that we have, whether or not they're conscious, whether they're limiting or helpful beliefs, our beliefs can either undermine or really help us to be the person that we want to be or meet the goals that we want to meet.
Yeah. I love, and I don't even know who said it, but it was during the CAP program, and I was in Philadelphia, and Lewis had one of the slides up, and it said, you know, we live each day with one of our core pillars or beliefs is completely and utterly dead wrong.
Mm.
And it got me to really sit back and think, wow, which one of my pillars is completely and utterly dead wrong? And I could have named so many at certain times in my life where I completely and utterly believe something to be true based on whatever, you know, just being raised a certain way or what I was, going through or the places I've been or what I've learned. And it's amazing to think back and be like, okay, yeah. So I sometimes keep that in my mind. Like, what am I believing right now? And is it completely false? And
wow.
How am I going with that?
Yeah, so being aware of your mindset was huge for you.
Yeah, very big.
Mm-hmm. So did we talk about vitality?
No.
So why is vitality important in flourishing?
You tell me.
So
I'm making you tell me.
I think when we talk or think about vitality, we need to explain a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's not about being healthy because, well, it is a part of it, but I think it's the level of energy you have.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter how healthy, quote unquote, you are in life. If you don't feel vital, you don't have that drive. I know that kind of overlaps into the mindset.
It's all connected. Area.
Yeah.
Baby.
But having the energy.
Yeah.
Bringing it every day is so important to feel like you're flourishing.
Yeah. And I think people get stuck in that. And when we think vitality, we think human body, right?
Yeah.
I think. But that's just it. What's that energy? What's that human body telling you?
Yeah.
How are you treating this wonderful gift that you've been given?
Yeah.
And how can you treat it better to become more vital?
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you waking up out of bed jumping because you're so excited to start the day?
Yeah.
You're so excited to be alive for another day.
Yeah. And just how you're feeling to wake up hurt every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hurting, sore, you know, beat down,
mm-hmm.
Just not wanting to kind of do it.
Yeah.
You know, you know, the potato chips on the couch kind of day? Or is it the day that you feel like getting up, you know, I want to do something, I want to move, because mm-hmm. I know moving makes you feel yeah. better. So I think it changes things.
Okay, so the next pillar is growth.
So in growth, why is it so important to grow? I think we asked ourselves that question. Mm-hmm. Why if we're changing things, or if we're desiring this yearning to make meaningful
yeah.
legacies, why is growth so important? I think it was one of the ones that we kind of, you know, didn't name right away. Mm-hmm. Right? I think yeah. it might have been one of the last ones.
Yeah. I think this came from the hunger that we have to be better, to do more, to matter in this world. And I think that's totally a human experience. I don't think there's any other creature out there that has this need for growth.
Yeah. Or like that, I'm forgetting the word I want to say. It's gone.
It'll come back. It'll come back.
Within yeah. the next one.
Okay. So what about connectedness? Why is connectedness so important? We're going back to this. I know we talked about it very briefly before.
But we just love it. We love connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of wanting to be being part of a tribe.
Yeah.
I know in my journey, a yearning to connect to people.
Mm-hmm.
I was connecting to people in my professional life, but connecting to somebody in your personal life and having that feeling like you belong, you know, it's part of who we all want to be, how we're connected.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not with a person. Maybe it's, for some people, to things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be, and that's how they feel connected, mm-hmm. even though that's somewhat, maybe, you know, a little bit more materialistic and a shallow part of it, but that's why people buy things, because it makes
they
you feel like...
They want to feel the connection, yeah. like they matter.
Yeah.
This kind of takes me to wanting to describe for our audience members how we met.
Yeah.
Feeling connected. Okay. I know. So Christina and I met at CAP, which is a Certification Applied Positive Psychology Program.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that experience.
I think that the first maybe few times that you go, and I was going to this class, it's just like school, you're going and you're mm-hmm. not really feeling connected to people so much. Or you're stepping back, and I don't really remember. Oh, it's time to get healthy and drink my water. That's what that vibe is. As we go. By the way, set yourselves an alarm, and you can drink more water. Those are my small changes. So back to CAP is, you know, I don't know where it really happened, but there was something that you said personally that kind of connected with me, and we weren't even in class. I think it was after class. You had mm-hmm. said something. Just about how you were feeling. Mm-hmm. And it was that vulnerability, and then I felt connected because I felt that same way.
Yeah.
And something so small as that
mm-hmm.
was like, oh, I want to know her more.
Yeah.
Like, she might get me. She mm-hmm. might get it. And I don't know what that was, but yeah. that's kind of what kind of started.
Yeah. I forget where that phrase, so this phrase comes up for me right now, and I forget where it comes from, but when I met you, Christina, there was a light in me that saw the light in you, and I felt that the light in you saw the light in me, and that totally made me feel so connected.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, the CAP program was amazing. We met some amazing people and helped us to recenter and refocus where we were in our life and just to be able to focus on what's good.
Yeah.
But that connection that you and I made helped me to know that I'm not alone. And that there's so much more that I wanted to do for the communities that we live in.
Yeah.
And that's why Project CJ was created.
Oh, I love that. I think it was there too. Sometimes you don't know what draws you to somebody.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I knew nothing about you. I remember you telling me a few weeks later, you're like, yeah, I'm a psychologist. I didn't know you were a psychologist.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we didn't meet in introductions.
Mm-hmm.
We literally sat down.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, we feel so stuck. You know what that feels like?
That's, yeah.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
and so we had this conversation about feeling stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then what it would feel like and look like to not be.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just kind of light up.
Sparked yeah. something. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I can see it now, like, as I look at you, uh-huh. like, your eyes. it's crazy, but there's this mirroring or this sparkle.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes when you talk, I'm like, I feel your energy, this
yeah.
something that happens, and I think that's that light.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what that, we don't know what that is, but we're discovering that.
Yes.
Or no.
Yeah.
And that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt that there was, there's something about you that made me just want to explore more. And then when we started talking and we kind of got into the idea that what we were doing, and we're like, wow, it's so similar. Like, your wants are my wants.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just a little bit about how Christina and I met.
Yes.
So Project CJ really is our initiative to hopefully bring you, the audience members, some nuggets of yeah. wisdom and insight and just authenticity, vulnerability
yeah.
that helps to give you a little push to yeah. say, I can be me, I can be myself, and I can make the connections within myself
yeah,
and almost with others to inspire.
Taking that power
mm-hmm.
and harnessing all that it has and all yeah. that you have to really kind of rewrite your own story, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
If you know personally how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
You get excited about having somebody else feel that same way.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of yeah. coming back to.
Yeah.
So hopefully they keep tuning in, and we'll give them lots of resources and lots of information and hopefully some really fun
dialogue too.
Yeah.
If you have any questions or suggestions, or if anything stood out to any one of you guys, feel mm-hmm. free to give us an email.
Yep. We will be setting it all up, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is our email address?
I don't know. I wanted to close off by saying, shoot us an email at ProjectCJ.
but I don't remember exactly what it's called. Email address.
So we'll just record it again. But that piece.
No, I like that piece. She says re-record. I say let's leave it and
just add it.
We'll add
to our SoundCloud.
Yes. Yeah, we'll add it to the end of it. All of a sudden it'll shut down, and then all of a sudden it'll pop up saying ProjectCJ app.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed, everyone.
Bye.
See you next time.